Yitzhak Yaakov in Be'er Sheva, Vayelech Charona. Yaakov left Be'er Sheva and he went to Charan. The lashon of the pasuk is a little bit strange, because it should the correct lashon should have been Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva Leilech Charona. He left Be'er Sheva to go to Charan. It was one thing. From the lashon of the pasuk, it's mashmash into two separate things. Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva was one thing, and now a new thing, Vayelech Charona. L'chayra was all one thing. Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva. What's the Vayelech? As if it's a separate halicha, separate from the Yitziv. So the Yitziv, and Hamik Dover says, so from here Chazal learned that Yaakov Avinu, he left, but he hid in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Ever, and then the halicha to Charan was a totally different thing. It's two separate things. And that goof is merumas on the pasuk. Vayetzi Yaakov Be'er Sheva was one thing, that was put on hold for the 14 years that he was in yeshivas at the Beis Medrash of Eiver. And then there was another thing by Yaelech Charon, and that's where Chazal derived it from in the pasuk. Now, L'chayr daf from first day. What was Yaakov Avinu thinking? Yaakov thought that Esav is not going to know that he was in the yeshiva Shem Ve'Eiver. Yeshiva Shem Ve'Eiver had people, as Chazal say, Chavrach Chavr Islay, news spreads rather fast. So what exactly was Yaakov Avinu thinking? Why did he think that if he goes to the yeshiva Shem Ve'Eiver, he's going to be saved? So there's a number of terutzim over here. Number one, that Esav knew that Kol Zman Yaakov is sitting and learning, he's not going to have a shlita over him. In last week's parasha, the Kli Yoker, it says on the pasuk, Yikru Yimei Evel Avi, the day of the Avelos should come, and then I'm going to kill him, Zog to Kli Yoker, because then he's not going to be able to learn Torah, and then I'll have shlita over him. Kol Zman he's learning Torah, Bizman Shakol Kol Yaakov, Nishma Bebot HaKnesiyas, Bebot HaMidrashas, Ein HaYedai Midei Esav Sholtas Aleim. That's one shot. A second shot, Esav liked to portray himself as a tzaddik out in the open. So to openly go to the Beis Medrash in front of other people and to pull him out and to kill him, that wasn't even a happening. He was going to do it in a sadistic way. The sadistic was he sent the Levites to run after Yaakov where nobody sees and kill him over there. But to kill him out in the open, that Esav would never do. And Yaakov Avinu knew that, and Mimela, that's where he hid. But there's a Dover Nifla that the Sefer Sum Derech, going to Simchas Yisrael Breida, the Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron, says a Mavidike Yisai. It's based on the Bali Atosis Al HaTayri. Bali Atosis Al HaTayri says, L'ficha Parsha Zustuma. That means in this Parsha over here, there's no gaps of any Oisis, not three Oisis, not six Oisis. It's Stuma completely. In the middle of the Parsha, because Yaakov Avinu went out B'tzinam Ibnei Esav. Therefore, Parsha Zustuma. Balatur means down the same thing. Because he left Mesaser, right, and he ran away in a hidden way, Simimele, it's Stuma. So what's the kesher between there not being any open spaces in the Parsha and Yaakov Avinu hiding? So you see a big Yisai from over here, and Yisrael Roy, he says this Yisai in numerous places in the Torah. The way the Torah is written affects happenings in the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu istakel b'iraisu u'bara alma, which literally means that the maisim that happened throughout history, there were merumas in the Torah, and the Torah is the siba for those things happening. And the way something appears in the Torah, that's the way it happens. The word stuma means sosim, it's hidden. If this parish is hidden, that's the pshat that the whole inyan of Yaakov Avinu was hidden from Esav. And even though L'chayr, you'll ask a question, how's a shayach such a thing? L'chayr, people knew that he was there. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants something to be hidden, it's hidden. And being that the Torah is stuma throughout the whole parasha, which is sasim, that means the whole thing of Yaakov Avinu being Yeshiva Shem Be'Ever is sasim, and Esav somehow or other miraculously did not know about it. But that's a yisoy. the way the Torah writes something, now you also have to speak out. We're talking about before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, the Torah was in existence. It just wasn't written down. It wasn't recorded. But the Zichur were the Isis at Torah. And this parasha was written in a stumidic way. Now, there was a Maisa that happened in Nevardik, one of the Nevardik yeshivas. So the Communist Party decided to have one of their big conventions mamish opposite the yeshivas Mavardik. And they came in uniforms with weapons and guns and maises. Those sakonis nefashis. The people were telling the altar for Mavardik, you know, we got to close up the yeshiva for the next week or so that this convention is going on. We have to close up the yeshiva and then we'll hide. The altar said, nothing doing. We're continuing in yeshiva as normal and nothing's going to affect us. There were two bachurim that were afraid and they hid in their rooms in the dormitory. And some of the communist members with their guns were taking a shvatzir and they said, let's see what we can find in there. They found them hiding under the beds and I bet they killed them. The whole yeshiva, mamish full blast, davening and learning with those things is in front of their eyes, nothing. And nobody even had a habit to enter. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants something to be hidden, it can be out in the open, it's going to be hidden. So that's the Indian. Parsha Zustuma, everything was hidden from Esav, because my Yankov Avinu was in the Beis Medrash. Vayivga Bamokim Vayolan Shem, he encountered the place and he slept there, Kivar Shemesh. Vayikach Me'avne Hamokim Vayosim Rasha Yisav Vayishka Bamokim Ahu. The Gemara in the Sechta Schum that Tzadik Aleph Amid Beis says that Yaakov Avinu had Kvitzis HaDerech. But this Kvitzis HaDerech wasn't like the regular Kvitzis HaDerech. A person's walking and all of a sudden he finds himself in the place of his destination. This Kvitzis HaDerech over here was that the Mokim came to him. Not that he came to the Mokim ahead of time, the Mokim came to him. Why was it like that? Why was this Kvitzis HaDerech different? Why didn't that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring Yaakov Avinu to Har HaMoriah like the normal Kvitzis HaDerech? So Moshe Feinstein said a beautiful pshat over here. He said Yaakov Avinu had tremendous tzar. Yaakov Avinu, he left his father's house. Innocently, he listened to his mother to get the brachas, and now he's forced to run away. He's leaving a makom of kiddushim, mamash beis hamikdash, the bias of the Avos and the Imoyos was mamash, the Ramban says mamash like a Beis HaMikdash. He's leaving a Beis HaMikdash. Where's he going to? The Mokum Miklot, he's going to Wavan, a Mokum Tumah, a Mokum of Avodah Zarah, a Mokum of Ashkasa. Yaakov Avinu Tzibrachim. How am I going to maintain my Ruchnius over here to go? May Igra Ramo Labira Mikta. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him a message, no matter where you go, I can bring the Mikdash to you. You can be far away, the Kedusha could come to you. And even if you're in Kuslaritz, and even if you're in a place where you're together with the Rishayim, if you do Avodas Hashem, the Makam HaMikdash could come to you. That's by Mr. Pasek, Ve'eilohem L'Mikdash Ma'at, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Navi that in Golus Bavel, the Shechin is going to come out to Bavel. Right? This is the Beis Medrash. The Gemara says the Beis Medrash of Hutzel, they had Bate Medrash, where literally you could hear the Shechinah dwelling over there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechinah dwells. That was the lesson that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching Yaakov Avinu. Ramosha said this as a hesped on the Telzer Yeshiva Ramatul Katz. This week is his yahrzeit. So he said, the Telzer Yeshiva is when they built the yeshiva here in America, they were not building a modern American yeshiva. They meant to transplant Telz and bring it over here, as did the other yeshivas from Litton, Mir, and Beis HaTalmud, and you name it. They weren't here in building a modernized yeshiva. They literally wanted to take what they had there, and they were successful. By and large, they were successful. Satna Rebbe, like it's not even Kodesh L'Roch, is said by Rabbi Aaron, cut with Levaya. Lahagit Shvachi Shalaron Shalashina. You know, the Shvach of Aaron was he didn't change the keys ever from what was there. They literally transplanted those yeshivas, and as they brought that yeshiva over here, go see this, and that was the Nakuda over here, why Har HaMoriah came towards Yaakov Avinu. There was a sulam standing on the ground, and its head reaching the sky. Halachim of Hashem were going up and down on it. Chavetz Chaim al HaTorah brings down, it's Yodua, that what it says in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, the Malbim says it befeirish, that the Sulam Utsavarts of Eroshim Agiyah Shemaimu is a remez on the Adam. And Adam is down here, he's a physical being down on earth, but his koiches with his mitzvahs, his maizim toivim, his liman atayra, his avoida, it goes all the way and it has an effect up in Shemayim. But then the Chofetz Chaim is moisif. He says a ladder is used for one of two purposes. Either it's someone that's up going down, or a person that's down going up. It's one of the two. There's no in between. You don't use a ladder to stand, just to stand on the ladder. It's either going up or down. A person is constantly moving. And he has to know, if he's in a matzav of aliyah, it's very good. But if he's not in the matzav of aliyah, then he's going down. A person does not remain stagnant. A malach is stagnant. A malach is an oimed. A person is a hoilek. And therefore, the Chofetz Chaim says, therefore, a person has to constantly mechazik himself to be moisiv in Yiras Hashem. Why? Because the Gemara says, Yitzvah Shalodim is Gabra Lov B'chol Yoyim, Yitzvah Shalodim is Chadesh Lov B'chol Yoyim. And if a person does not put the efforts to offset the koiches of the Yetzer Hara, then if he's not an Oyla, he ends up being a Yoyri. That's not the Chofetz Chaim on this. V'hine Hashem Nitzav Alav. Behold, Hashem was standing on the ladder of Ayayim, and he said, Ani Hashem Elokei Avraham Avicha V'Elokei Yitzchak. And then again, later on, the pasuk says, "Vihinei and behold, Anoichi imach, I will be with you." What is this lashon of behold? Vihinei, behold, I will be with you. So, I saw from Rav Meir Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Levrach, he quotes the Medrash, a famous Medrash. The Yaakov Avinu, as he was running away, Eliphaz came after him. Eliphaz wanted to kill him. Yaakov Avinu told him, can't kill us. He said, but my father told me, what am I going to do with Kibbutz? I'm a shaita, you know. Anyone that knows anything knows that there's no use of Kibbutz in such a case. Okay, fine. So Yaakov Avinu told him, you know what? Take all my belongings. He took his clothing with all his things. And Oni is Choshev Kimeis, and you are Makayim. And then HaKadosh Baruch made a nace. Yaakov was in the water, and the dead body flowed by with clothing. And he put on that clothing. So at that time, Yaakov Avinu said, "Shir la malos, esa einan elahor meyayin yovei ezri." Where's my help going to come? I'm left without anything. Chav garnish, mamish. He came with presents. He came with zachen to sustain him. He had nothing now. Mamish, meyayin yovei ezri. I have nothing. Where's my yeshua going to come from? So then Yaakov Avinu had charata. What? I'm saying, where's my help going to come from? Ezri mi'im Hashem, oisei shamayim ba'aretz. I'm samech on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't have anything over here now. I'm samech on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oisei shamayim ba'aretz. So if you do the pshat, that pshat, why do you say oisei shamayim ba'aretz? Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, yesh me'ayin, something out of nothing. A nes could happen, something out of nothing. Where's my help going to come from? That was his initial question. I have nothing over here. I don't see any Yeshua in sight. And then he says, "Nay, Ezri mi'im Hashem, oisei shemayim va'aretz." The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created shemayim and aretz, a yesh miyayin out of nothing, a Yeshua could come out of nothing. He says, that's the pshat in the pasuk. V'hinei Hashem nitzav alav, v'hinei anochi imach. Hinei is a lashon of behold, something that's totally unexpected. He says, the Wissensein, that the Anoichi Imach is going to come in an oifen of Vihinei. In an oifen of behold, it's a total surprise where it's mamish totally expected. And he brings a riot to this. It says in last week's parsha, Vihinei Rivka Yotzis. And behold, Rivka came out. So up to Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, Rivka coming out to bring water was totally unexpected. She was a Bas Melachim. She came from royalty. She never carried pails of water in her life, and put all of a sudden, v'hinei rifki yaitzis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it happen all of a sudden. So v'hinei anoichi imach, behold, I will be with you. The oifen of the neis will be in an oifen of behold, a total surprise. Taka says, it's going to come as a total surprise. Mashiach, pisa yava, he's going to come suddenly. out of the blue. You're not going to expect it. That's this whole Indian also of Hinei is going to come in total surprise. Ninth part I saw, the Yaakov Avinu, when after the Cholam, and he said, if Hashem will be with me, Shmarani Baderech Hazer, and so on. The Chol Asher Titen Li Aser Asren Lucha. And everything that you give me, I will give Maaser on. So the Baal HaRemez, they say, the Chol Asher Titen Li, what is all that you give me that I remain with? The Aser Asren Lucha. What blights from everything that you give me? Only the things I use for a bar mitzvah, the things that I give for my so everything else, the gashmi is the gazak. It's a temporary thing. What is everything that you give me? The aser, asranulav, the things that I designate for tzedakah. Brings down a ma'isa. I heard this also from Yaakov Galinsky. I heard it straight from him. Yaakov Galinsky, when he was a bucher, he was in Siberia during the war, and they were working in a work camp, and there was a man over there that was screaming, I'm not Meichel the Panim Zerav, I'm not Meichel the Kovner Rav, I'm not Meichel that. Like, oh, what did they do to you? Because when they came to me for Tzedakah, they came in a Derech Eretz way. I said, can you please give? They should have screamed at me, they should have forced me to give much more than I gave. If they would have screamed at me, I'd have a lot more left. What am I left with? The communists took away everything. I'm left with nothing. If they would have forced me to give Shalai B'Derech Derech Eretz, with not such a polite nusach, then I would have had more to my name right now. And he broke down crying. Mamish bitter cries that he mamish had nothing left. That's v'chol asher titen li, aser asran l'cho. What am I left with? The aser asran l'cho. Yaakov Avinu arrives in Charan. V'yaymer hein oid hayoyim godol. The day is still yet long. It's not the time yet to gather the flocks. Go out and give the tzayin to drink and go pasture them. So somebody told the Briska Rav that he heard a drasha from someone. And this darshan taitched, hey, no, you have young godel. The godels is still very long. It's not time yet to gather the flocks of Klal Yisrael. So Yaakov Avinu was asking, at least if it's not yet the time, Hashku had signed to Luchuru. At least give them the parnosin, the lengthy galus. At least give them parnosin. This person that told over to Briska Rav was like saying with a little bit of a lotion of bittel, you know. You know, Dyson said like this in the pasuk. So Briska Rav is thinking, he says, this has to be a chazal. It has to be a chazal. The Taka found that the Zohar HaKadosh says the Yaakov Avinu by the Be'er, he had Ruach HaKadosh. And he saw that the Golos is Taka going to be very, very long. He says, V'chaim V'loshner. And one of his drushes brings us down the Zohar HaKadosh. The Yaakov Avinu was by the Be'er. And he saw Beruach HaKadosh. Hein oid ha-yoyim godol, yoyim from the word Mehuma, the tumul that the Sitra Achor brings into Klal Yisrael. Hein oid ha-yoyim godol, the Mehuma, the tumul, the tumishkai, is still going to last for a long time. He said, what's the etzah for that? He was mispalo, hashku hatsoyin l'chu uru'u. Hashku to give water. Water is the mayim of Taira. What's the key to survival in the Golos? To drink from the well of Taira. Uru'u from a lashon of reyus, to do chasodim, maisim toivim, Tzedakah and learning Torah. Those are the two things that save us from Chavlei Moshiach. So it's a Zohar HaKadosh. It wasn't Stamas, you know, Rosh Hashel Hevel. It was a Zohar HaKadosh. But the Briska Rav right away said that this has to be a Chazal. It's a Zohar HaKadosh. The Einei Leah Rakos. The eyes of Leah were soft. The Rochel Hoisi Yifas Torah V'Yifas Mara. The Gemara of the Basra Daf Kufchov Gimelom and Aleph says, what's the Einei Leah Rakos? She heard that Rivka had two sons. The older one was Esav, the younger one was Yankiv. And they were saying that the Godel will marry the Gdoyla and the Kotel will marry the Gdana. So she used to go to the precious Drachim. She used to go to the fork in the road where they were travelers. She would ask them, tell me about Esav, tell me about Yaakov. They would say, Esav, he's molested with Sabriyas, a ganav, a drulik, a violent guy. Yaakov says, I'll learn his Torah. But from the Lashon of the Gemara's Mashma, Hoysa Hoylechas El Proshas Rachim. She didn't just do it once. She went there constantly. And she would constantly ask, you know, what's with Esav and what's with Yaakov? So the Sefer Yechi Reuven, Reuven Karel, and Shnei Zatzal asks the question, why'd she constantly go? Lamarshal, a fellow's looking for a shidduch for his daughter. He goes to the Rosh Yeshiva and he says, can you tell me about this bacher? She says, the bacher's a big Baal Kishrin, but Nebuch, he's a ganav, he's caught stealing with Dachna. Is the father going to go investigate by somebody else? He heard it all. He's going to run away, mamish. Slide the way out chance will go make sure it's somebody else. But after that, nothing to talk about. He hears it a second time, nothing to talk about. And here Leah, every day, says, Hoysa, Hilechas, El Proshas, Rachim. And she would ask constantly, what exactly was the pshat over here? What, she thought that maybe she'd hear a different report. So Reuven Karelnstein says that Leah saw that she's in deep trouble. She saw that the Bederach HaTeva, she's going to marry Esav. So she wanted to daven Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'chol teikva. So a lot of times the derech of people is when they hear bad news. So the first time they hear it, the first couple of days they're in shock. Then after a while, you know, it wears down. It is what it is. Okay, and they settle for it or whatever. She did not want that to happen to herself. She wanted that shock and that full tzar to be there on a regular basis. So every single day she's going to persist. And she's going to scream and she's going to cry. Chazal say that her eyelashes fell out from so much crying. So the reason why she kept on going to the Prashas Drachim is she wanted to hear it anew. And she wanted that every day it should be a new shock. She shouldn't settle for it. She shouldn't say it is what it is. And that way she could approach in Kachav. She was successful with her tefillah. She changed what was supposed to be. Says that when Yaakov Avinu worked for Rivka the 7 years, Vayihu be'enov kiyomim achodim ba'ahavosei oisam. It was like just a few days. Because he loved her so much, it was like just a few days. Then this question which is asked is that Ibcha Mistabra, somebody is waiting, he has a desire to marry someone, Mamish, he's longing for her, and Mamish, every single day is like a year, and it should have taken a long time. And here the Torah says just the opposite. It seemed like a few days, with his love of her. What's the pshat? So the Teferis Tzion, Rabban Tzion Yagler on the Medrash, he says that if a person has a physical desire for something, so then, if he's waiting for that thing to happen, it's a long time. And every day is taka like a year. If it would have been a physical desire of the senses, the name of Chanana. But he was not like that. Yaakov Avinu's Ahav of Rachel Imenu was because he saw her Kedusha. So Irakhoda says that Rachel Imenu represents the Shechina. He saw her Kedusha. He saw her Koicha being the mother of Klal Yisrael. He saw her Mamish being the Akeres Abayas of Klal Yisrael. So in the Dovish of Kedusha was a Maridike thing. So this investment that he was making is nothing. What 7 years for such a thing of Nitzchias? What is 7 years? In his ahava, a ruchni is the ahava. He was machshavah for a kedusha. What 7 years when you're talking about nitzchias? That's why it was yom machodim. But he says not right. He says when you're requiring a dover of ruchnias, the amelus itself is a ruchni is the thing. Yismach leiv mevakshe Hashem. Before they acquired, you know, that vekas with Hashem, they're just the Mevakshe Hashem, there's already a simcha of Mevakshe Hashem. So he was pursuing over here a tremendous davar shel kedusha. So even in the avodah for that, the preparation for it, he felt there was too little. Adrab, he wanted more and more schar. Vayu bein of kem achodim v'avosei yisam. Vayhi v'aboyker v'hinei hileyah. It was in the morning. Yaakov Avinu expected it would be Rachel, and it turned out that it was Leah. One of the greatest hakrovas, sacrifices in the history of Klal Yisrael was this hakrova, that Rachel Imenu gave what she sacrificed for her sister Leah. Rachel Imenu was supposed to be the sole Akeres Abayas. All 12 Shvatim were supposed to come from her. She would be Yaakov Avinu's only wife. What happens? She sees that her sister's going to get embarrassed, so she gives over the simanim to Leah. She didn't know that Yaakov Avinu was going to marry her afterwards. As far as she was concerned, she's going to end up marrying Esav. That's the way it's going to come out. But what was her cheshbon? She says, right now my sister's going to be embarrassed. If right now it's going to be a bazillion, I'm not going to worry about the future now. I have to do what's going on right now and not worry what the Paliyot is going to be, which is really a big Yisoid in Avodas Hashem. Your cheshbon has to be what's important right now. And she was Mavata right now. What was the end result? The end result was that Sileya married Yaakov and Saishi married Yaakov. Klal Yisrael came from both of them. But not Vaita. From a Vitor, someone never loses. That's a Klal. No one ever loses from a Vitor. Later on it says, Vayiskar Hashem es Rachel, Vayiftach es Rachama. Right? What did he remember, Rashi says? Hashem remembered her Vitor to Leah. So it ends up that Rachel gained because of this Vitor. Another thing the Medrash says, B'shas Churban Bayis Rishon, when Klal Yisrael was threatened to be destroyed, so the Avos HaKadoshim, Yirmiyahu HaNavi was Ma'ir Rachman, the Avos HaKadoshim and the Yimoy should come and plead with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shalom HaRachmanis. Hashem didn't listen to anybody. Came Rachel Imenu, she said, Rabbeinu Shalom, do you remember that when my father, Lavan, he brought Leah in, and I gave over the simonim, I didn't want her to be embarrassed. And I was about to, I brought a tzara into my house. So you two, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael brought Avodah Zarah here, a competitor. You two have Rachmanis, and you two also be Mavata. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Oy, Rachel, Koil, Barama, Nishma, Nehiba, Chitam, Rurim, Rachel, Mavaka, Albanel, Hashem guaranteed her, Vashavu, Banam, Levulam. Comes down, guys. Klal Yisrael was saved because of this Vitor. Vitor was a Gaval B'Gazak. A person never loses because of Vitor. I saw a Maisa brought down, and I remember when the Maisa happened, because B'Shas Maisa, it was a Mufursim Dike Maisa in Eretz Yisrael a number of years ago. There was a Bar Mitzvah, a Bachar Bar Mitzvah, that was preparing for his Bar Mitzvah, Parshas Yisrael. He's going to lend the Aseres HaDibros, practicing for months and months. Comes Erev Shabbos of the Kiddush, and the father's bringing stuff to the shul to prepare for the Kiddush. And he sees there's another father there bringing Mizainis with whatever. So he said, what's your simcha? He said, my son's being Bar Mitzvah this week. He said, well, my son's being Bar Mitzvah this week. And he called the Gabbai in advance. He reserved it. They called the Gabbai, and I said, oh, Gansen Fagessen, Mamrish. Out of the book, what are they going to do now? So this first father said, oh, let me speak to my son. Spoke to his son. And the son said, fine, I'll be Mavater. It has to be. I'll lay in a different parasha. Right? He was Mavater. The other boy got to lay. My mitzvah carried on beautifully. Good. 4 years later, the Bach of our mitzvah is in yeshiva. And Nebuchadnezzar, his mother, became very ill. She was in the hospital. It was a heart problem, but the doctors could not figure out what the makar was. And the Bnei Mishpacha, her children, used to switch off. Every day a different child used to be with her in the hospital. And this Bacher, being that he was in yeshiva, so his time to be with her in the hospital was over Shabbos, when he was back from yeshiva. Punkt, those few days, Rabbi Yashiv, that's all, was on the same floor in the hospital. And they brought in a special doctor to take care of him and to treat him. Came Shabbos, they needed a Balkaira, and they're looking around. And he happens to be, this Bachar happens to be around, it's Parshas Yisrael. So they ask him, are you by any chance of Balkaira? He says, no, I'm not, but Parshas Yisrael, I know. Good. So he lands the Parsha for Rabbi Yashiv, had a minion there. Rabbi Yashiv was very much Nehenna from his Kriya, and afterwards he asked the Bachar, who are you, and what are you doing here? And he told him that his mother's here in the hospital, the doctors are probing and trying, they can't come up with anything. So Yashiv said, you know, they brought in a special doctor from America for me, so maybe I'll ask him, maybe he could look at your mother and see what's wrong. Kachava Maisa. The doctor checked her out. Right away, he pinpointed what the problem was. He gave her medicine. She was out of the hospital within a few days. Hashgoche, that a person is mevater. When a person is mevater, he never loses on the deal. I wouldn't Shabbos everybody.